Wow, you know what? Jesus always taught in parables. One of the things about a parable is that just about anybody can fit into that. You know, I could give you my story, and it would be my story. And maybe some of you could relate to it, and maybe some of you wouldn't, and you could be impressed with Rod's story and the way that God's moved him. But I'm going to do what Jesus did, okay? I'm going to talk to you in a parable. And in the Bible, when Jesus gets into a parable, he says, the kingdom of God is like... So he says, the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, and then he gets into a parable. Or the kingdom of God is like the sower of seeds. Okay, so today, guys, the kingdom of God is like the collector of stones. Okay, once there was a young man who began to collect stones. And as he grew, so did his collection of stones. They became so big and so heavy that he had to have this big bag to keep his stones in. And even though they were getting bigger and they were getting heavier, he was growing in his strength. And so now, as a full-grown man, he was able to carry a lot more stones. In fact, he carried the stones so well, so many, that he became known as the collector of stones. It became his identity. And in some ways, he was really proud of that. People would marvel at how many stones he could carry and what a big sack of stones he had. And so he went along carrying a sack of stones. And although the stones got heavy from time to time, and he really wished that he could put them down, he really couldn't, because he was, after all, the collector of stones. Now, as he walked along through his journey, and his bag of stones became even bigger, his back started to become very sore, and his arms became very weary. And yet, along the way, he met this beautiful young woman, and she had her bag of stones as well. But he thought, wow, you know, when I'm with her and we're talking and I'm so infatuated with her, it's just like my sack of stones becomes much lighter. You know, perhaps we could walk down the journey of life together. And as we talk, you know, it'll be a distraction and we won't feel the weight of the stones that we are carrying. And so she agreed because her sack of stones became lighter as she talked to the man as well. In fact, his stones started to become so light because of the distraction, and he noticed that her stones were pretty heavy as well. He offered, I'll take some of your stones and put them in my sack and carry them along for you. Because he was, after all, the collector of stones. Now, as they walked along, they finally said, wow, this place where we're at is very difficult. It's becoming rocky. And this, now, even when we're together, the sack of stones is becoming very heavy. It's hard to carry them. And he said, well, you know, I'm carrying half of your stone, so what are you complaining about, you know? But they get to the seashore, and they see a boat. And they look across to the other side, and they say, wow, you know, on the other side, it looks like it's not as rocky over there. You know, perhaps if we just went over to the other side, the stones wouldn't be so heavy. And so they decide to get into the boat together. But the woman looks at the man and she says, I don't think all of us are going to fit in there. That boat doesn't look like it can carry you, me, and all that sack of stones. Why don't you leave the stones behind? Or perhaps we should just stay here for a little while and unload some of the stones before we get into the boat. Well, as much as he wanted to, the man could not put down his sack of stones because he was, after all, the collector of stones. And so, being very persuasive, he persuades the beautiful young woman that there's room for all of them in the boat. And so they get into the boat, and although it's very low to the bottom, it's almost taking on water, it's still afloat. And he says, see, we have room for all of us. And they start off across the lake. Well, it's okay in the beginning, but they're so low in the water now that as the wind comes up and the waves start to come and the seas become a little bit more churned up, all of a sudden now water's starting to come into the boat, okay? And she's like, we need to get rid of the stones because we're going to sink. Yeah, and she wants to start to unload the stones, but he's like, no, I can't let go of the stones. He holds on to them even tighter because he is, after all, the collector of stones. And so as the water starts to come in, and they begin to argue about what should be done with the stones, and she says, you need to get rid of them, you need to get rid of them, but he can't get rid of them. And so she becomes very, very alarmed and very scared, and although she wants to remain in the boat with the man, she doesn't have any choice. Because of her fear, she needs to get out of the boat. And so she jumps out of the boat and begins to swim to the other side. And although the man is very angry because she's abandoned him, he thinks, well, maybe now the boat will float. Certainly, now there's, I shouldn't have to get rid of my stones because he is, after all, the collector of stones. And yet, even with the woman out of the boat, and now there's water filling the boat, and with the extra stones that he had collected from the woman, the boat begins to sink. Okay? And even though the boat begins to sink, and he knows that he's going under, he even holds on now tighter to the boat, to the sack of stones, because now that's all he has. Okay? And as the boat sinks out from under him, he holds on to the stones even tighter, and he goes into the water, and he begins to try to swim, still holding onto the sack of stones, because he is, after all, the collector of stones. But now, with stones in one hand and only one arm to swim with, he's really struggling, and those stones are taking him down fast. And the woman, who's now made it to the other side, begins to call out to him, "Let go. They are, after all, only stones. Let go and come over here. It's so much nicer over here. If you don't let go of the stones, you're going to drown." But he couldn't let go of the stones because he was, after all, the collector of stones. And the young woman couldn't bear to watch him drowned, and so she turned her back. And as he began to sink and started to struggle even more, well, others came and started to call out to him from the shore. Even though the woman had turned her back, there were others. And they started to throw out lifelines to the man. And they said, "Here, take this line, tie it around yourself. We can save you. We can pull you in." But he realized in order to take hold of a lifeline and to tie it around himself, he would have to let go of the stones. And of course he couldn't, because he was, after all, the collector of stones. And so the stones began to pull him down as his strength began to finally fail, because he was a strong man, so he held up in the water for quite a long time, but eventually the stones began to pull him down to the bottom, and he realized, "I don't have any choice. I either have to let go of the stones or drown." But it was still a hard decision, because even though he was drowning with the stones were all he had. And it really wasn't until he was just about out of air, he'd held his breath and he'd struggled for as long as he possibly could, that he finally let go of the stones. And right away he floated back up to the top. He was able to grab onto the line. He was able to tie it around himself. And those that were on the side were able to pull him in. And as he finally was able to regain his breath, he stood up, and for the very first time, without his sack of stones, he said, "Wow, this feels so great. I don't know why I carried the stones for so long." Even though, and once he was on the other side, and the danger of drowning was over, actually the young woman came back into his life, and now without any stones. And although he walked along the shore from time to time, he does see a stone, and he considers picking it up. He no longer does, because he is no longer a collector of stones. Guys, I actually wrote a couple of parables, and there's another one. I think I'll save that one for the next day. I've been watching the clock, and it's one of the things that I tell people, and one of the things why I'm kind of like really anal about this is, it's like, you know what, stories, you never know how long they're going to go. You know, and with this one and just telling it, guys, I don't know how it's going to be the next time. I don't know how it's going to be this time. But I'm hoping, perhaps, that's been able to touch you. Maybe some of you guys are already at a place where you've let go of the bag of stones, where you've grabbed a hold of the line, and you've been able to be pulled in. But I'm telling you, on the other side, there are still stones, and there's huge temptation all along the way to pick up the stones and start to collect them again. And I'm going to suggest to you that you don't do that. Okay, maybe you're early on, you're starting to collect the stones. Maybe you're one that has found somebody else that can give you a distraction from the weight of the stones, and you feel like you can bear them now in the company of someone else. Or maybe you're starting to think about getting into the boat with someone else and taking your stones across to the other side with you, so you don't have to unload them, and so that you think somehow on the other side that journey is going to be easier. It won't be. You know, and maybe there's some of you out there that literally are right now drowning because you just refuse to let go of the stones, okay? What I'm going to do right now, and this is something that's a little bit new for me too, but I'm going to give you kind of an opportunity, if you want to let go of the stones. And if God had given me more prep time, I probably would have brought a whole supply of stones in here, and we would have passed them out to everyone, and you could have thrown rocks up here if you would have wanted to, and maybe you can later on. And this isn't, guys, this isn't just for those who maybe are still on the other side and still holding on to their stones. It's for everyone. If you got stones, you're wherever you are, or you've started to pick them up again, this is for you too, okay? But if everyone could just close their eyes and bow their heads for just a minute. Because I don't know why you're here. Certainly I don't know what's in your sack. I don't know what your stones look like, but you do. God does. Okay, so I'm going to invite you right now to just unload them. Maybe you're still on the other side. You think that somehow you can find the strength to carry them on your own. I'm going to tell you can't. I'm not sure why you came here today, but I'm going to suggest to you whatever the reason was, that's not it. The reason is so that you could be here with us today and you could unload some of those stones. So guys, I'm just going to say, if you have stones to unload, I don't have any for you to throw up here, but if you could just put your hand up and just say, Lord, that's me. I got these stones, and I've been picking them up along the way, and I've been carrying them so much that now it seems like my identity has become the collector of stones, and I really don't want that identity. I want to get rid of it. I want a new identity in Christ. I want to rid myself of all of that stuff. I tell you what, God will really help you. Guys, you don't have to drown. You don't have to even get close to being drowning. All you have to do is just decide to let go of them. And I tell you what, they're only stones. You can definitely do that. In fact, I'm going to pray for you right now. And then, guys, after service, when we get done, if you have some of those stones that you want to unload, we've got people that will be up here in front, and they'll be more than happy to help you. They'll be able to pray you through that, and they'll be happy to help you unload some of those stones, and they'd love to do that. But I'm just going to invite you right now to take God up on that offer to help unload some of that stuff. And if you just pray with me, Father God, there are so many out there, and we all have a tendency to want to bear the heavy load. And it just seems like in this world, it's easy for our identity to become the collector of stones. Lord, there are so many that are so weary and so tired, and yet they don't know what to do. They just can't seem to be able to open their hands and let them go. Lord, help them to release that grip. At least they grip over the bag and allow them to just fall into the sea and be cast out. For those that are drowning, Lord, help them to see the lifeline. Help them to notice that all they have to do is just let go of the stones and grab a hold of the rope and they can be saved. And for each of us that have picked them up on the other side, Lord, help us to let go of them. Help us to put all of our trust and faith in you. Help us to let go and let you do what you do. And Lord, I just pray all this stuff in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.